one. You got the first one.
There you go.
What were your thoughts on Blankenberg's performance tonight?
On who?
Blankenberg's.
Not surprised in a sense that he brought energy, his gap control, his skating, his compete level. I want to say I was impressed, but I wasn't, because I was expecting that. So real good game for him. Didn't miss a beat. Like I said this morning, he's a guy that room respect quite a bit. So it's good to see him play at his level. A real good game.
As in the defense as a whole, 6 goals from your defense. I think it's been 30 years in the league since that's happened. First of all, does McCarthy get a bonus for that? And second, just how happy are you for those guys to have
season? Yeah, no, it's. He just told me we tied a league record.
Yeah, 32 years ago.
Well, it wasn't planned that way.
Of course.
But they took charge. Their gap control was right. All 6 defensemen. They made the right plays, and when you play the right way, good things happen. And it's exciting for our team when those guys can contribute. I think Zach was getting pissed off when he saw Severson scoring 2. He said, "I'm gonna score 2 as well." And Goody scoring a goal. So no, it was a good game, and we have those defensemen that have good feet and good offensive instinct. So it's good to see it.
The D that we did talk to credited the forwards and said that getting pucks on the net was a part of what we were trying to get done.
Yeah.
And that the forwards had a huge role in that as well. Just comment on that.
Yeah, well, part of our game plan was to bring pucks to the net quite a bit, and having traffic. Like, bringing pucks to the net with no traffic means nothing. All goalies will see it, but we did a good job at getting inside and playing the right way.
Also, so you know, that game 30 years ago was called by Jeff Rimmer.
No way. Seriously?
So there's your common thread right there.
It's time for him to retire. I'm kidding, because I wish he could stay. I love the man.
We talked about Zach, you know, and his scoring, picking up at least the goal scoring recently. A lot of the stuff we talk about now is about next season in trying to build and get momentum. How nice is it to see the full package of Zach Werenski? Goals and the assists and everything else in other games.
Yeah, offensive part of it, but his defensive game is improving as well. Like, he's been consistently getting better. Him and the whole team, and we've said it all year, the one thing we've done really well as a team is keeping the mindset right, keeping looking at today. What do we need to do today to get better for tomorrow? And Zach is part of that, and he's part of the leadership group, and you know, he's moving his feet. The one thing I wanted to see him doing more is shooting the puck. He's got a wicked shot, and I think now he's shooting the puck more, and pucks will go in, but it's good to see.
With Gudbranson, I wanted to ask about him really quick. I mean, he's not an offensive defenseman per se, but the goal he scored tonight ties his career high in goals. He's got career highs in goals, assists, points. I mean, what have you seen out of him in the offensive zone this year? Is he looking for his shot more?
Well, he's shooting the puck, but in order to get to the offensive zone, he's doing a real good job. Like, I'm tying up pieces of the puzzle here. He's doing a good job at defending, and then it brings the puck to the offensive zone because we get it back. Gudbranson has been the whole year so consistent, and he's been doing a real good job at keeping an eye on what he needs to do consistently every game in order for him to be successful. And when he is, the team is, that helps the team. But he's got a great shot, and he's invited to shoot that puck every time he can. And with the traffic in front of the net, good things happen.
With Jet, I feel like you can't help but just notice the calmness with which he plays. I mean, the consistency, the effort, things like that. Does that rub off on the team as you're getting to know him and see him play? Like, do you see the team kind of feeding off of the way he plays the position?
Well, he's they know him. They know how good he is. They see him at practices. Great teammate. He's a guy that the guys want to play. in front of. So it's I think it's a combination of his work ethic, his ability to be good at his position. And I think he feels the support from the players, you know, playing in front of him. So, but for him, it's really good to see. You know, we look forward and always thinking about what's next. And if year, 2 years, 3 years, and he's a bright spot in the organization.
Last one.
Fifth line celebration night tonight. What did it mean to the team and to have this big win in front of the crowd?
It's huge. It's huge. And we talked about it before the game with the team. Got to give back. And the only way we can give back is to play with a lot of playing the right way for them, competing hard. That's what they expect from us, and that's what they did.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Pez.
Are you going?
Salute.
No. Bell?
No.
Okay. Matsy, just so you know.